Module 3. Test. Part 1. Listening.
第一部分, 听力.
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容, 选出相应的图片.
1. There are many double-decker buses in Garden City now.
2. We must turn off the dripping tap after we wash our hands.
3. Seawater covers about 3/4 of the earth.
4. I'll possibly be 175 centimeters tall. Maybe I'll be a model in 10 years' time.
5. The Dragon Boat Festival is coming. Let's go and watch the boat races together. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题, 选出最恰当的答案。
1. What's the matter with you? You look so tired.
We had a driving test yesterday morning. It was raining all the time.
Question. What was the weather like yesterday morning?
2. Ben, what would you like to be in the future?
My parents suggest me be a reporter, but I want to be a doctor.
Question. What would Ben like to be?
3. How much is your new bicycle, Jill?
It's 180 yuan, 20 yuan cheaper than yours.
Question. How much does the man's bicycle cost? 4. Please show me your passport and your ticket.
Okay. Here you are.
Question. Where does this dialogue probably take place?
5. Hi, Tom. Do you often watch a football match in Shanghai Stadium?
Yes, every month. Do you sometimes watch football matches, Kitty?
Well, once or twice a year.
Question. How often does Tom watch a football match? 6. What can I do for you?
I have a fever and feel terrible.
Let me see. Oh, you just have a cold. Take some medicine and you will be okay soon.
Thank you.
Question. What's the matter with the girl?
7. Hi, Jack. The weather report says it will be fine this weekend.
That's not bad. We have too many wet days this week.
Then how about going to the city center?
I'd love to, but I will have to finish my report. I am too busy these days.
What a pity. I will ask Alice to go with me.
Question. What will the girl do this weekend? 3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容, 符合的用T表示, 不符合的用F表示。
There was a big forest fire the day before yesterday. A group of travelers had a barbecue in the forest, but they didn't put out the fire completely when they left. This caused the big fire. John, an English teacher, found the fire first. He called the fire station at once. The firefighters arrived very quickly. The fire was too big and strong. It took the firefighters 2 hours to put out the fire. Luckily, no one was hurt in the forest fire. But we must be very careful when we have a barbecue in the forest. We must put out the fire completely after we finish our barbecue. We'd better drop some water on it too. Never let the dangerous forest fire break again. There was a big forest fire the day before yesterday. A group of travelers had a barbecue in the forest, but they didn't put out the fire completely when they left. This caused the big fire. John, an English teacher, found the fire first. He called the fire station at once. The firefighters arrived very quickly. The fire was too big and strong. It took the firefighters 2 hours to put out the fire. Luckily, no one was hurt in the forest fire. But we must be very careful when we have a barbecue in the forest. We must put out the fire completely after we finish our barbecue. We'd better drop some water on it too. Never let the dangerous forest fire break again. Four. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。Joe is visiting Los Angeles for the first time. One morning, he wanted to go to the famous bakery to buy something for his breakfast. He didn't know the way there, so he asked a street cleaner how he could get to the bakery. The kind man told him to take a number 275 bus and get off the bus at the third stop and walk down the street for 5 minutes. Joe found the bakery and he bought some hamburgers and pudding. When he went outside the bakery, he couldn't find the way to go back to his hotel. He was a bit worried. Suddenly, Joe saw a policeman walking to him. Joe was happy. But before he could open his mouth, the policeman said, "Excuse me, can you help me? Can you tell me the way to the nearest police station? It's my first day of work, and I'm lost." Joe is visiting Los Angeles for the first time. One morning, he wanted to go to the famous bakery to buy something for his breakfast. He didn't know the way there, so he asked a street cleaner how he could get to the bakery. The kind man told him to take a number 275 bus and get off the bus at the third stop and walk down the street for 5 minutes. Joe found the bakery and he bought some hamburgers and pudding. When he went outside the bakery, he couldn't find the way to go back to his hotel. He was a bit worried. Suddenly, Joe saw a policeman walking to him. Joe was happy. But before he could open his mouth, the policeman said, "Excuse me, can you help me? Can you tell me the way to the nearest police station? It's my first day of work, and I'm lost."